U.S. President Barack Obama has repeated his warning that any new sanctions against Iran would derail the talks to resolve the issue over the country's nuclear program. But his remarks appear to be falling on deaf ears in Capitol Hill. Recently, the Senate began moves to expedite a vote on a bill that would impose new anti-Iran sanctions. This has created concerns that the nuclear deal that Iran and the five permanent members of the U.N. Security Council plus Germany sealed last month is already at risk.
U.S. President Barack Obama has told Congress the country should not impose new sanctions on Iran if it is serious about the negotiations with Tehran over its nuclear energy program. In his last press briefing of the year, Obama reiterated that any new sanctions move could derail the diplomatic efforts to resolve the differences with Iran.
What I've said to members of Congress, Democrats and Republicans, is there is no need for new sanctions legislation. If we're serious about negotiations, we've got to create an atmosphere in which Iran is willing to move in ways that are uncomfortable for them and contrary to their ideology and rhetoric and their instincts and their suspicions of us. And we don't help get them to a position where we can actually resolve this by engaging in this kind of action.
Obama said he understands why some U.S. lawmakers want to look tough on Iran, especially how beneficial it may be for their re-election and political future. But he noted that the U.S. must give diplomacy a chance. Obama also repeated that the U.S. is keeping all options on the table in regard to Iran if it fails to comply with the terms of the nuclear deal.
I've been very clear from the start. I mean what I say. It is my goal to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon, but I sure would rather do it diplomatically. I'm keeping all options on the table, but if I can do it diplomatically, that's how we should do it.
But it appears Obama's pleas to lawmakers to refrain from any new Iran sanctions measures are falling on deaf ears. The U.S. Senate is now pushing to approve a bill next month that would give the green light to lawmakers to impose new sanctions on Iran if the country violates the terms of the Geneva deal. Political analysts believe that the Senate move will eventually lead to a confrontation between the right-wingers in Congress and the Obama administration.
This reflects a deep and highly growing division, not only between the legislative and executive branches of the U.S. government, but also among the president's own Democratic Party, given the fact that 13 of the 26 sponsors of this bipartisan bill are from the Democratic Party.
Iran has said that any new sanctions would have serious repercussions for the Geneva deal. Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif told Time magazine in an interview earlier this month that any new sanctions would kill the deal. It appears that the Obama administration will have a tough task in defending an approach toward Iran that it has clearly said is in the best interests of U.S. citizens. For now, the ball is in the court of the United States. Many U.S. allies, including its European partners, are emphasizing the need to stick to the Geneva deal. Thus, imposing any new sanctions on Iran would only make the United States look like the one that is acting in bad faith in the nuclear deal.